Today on Piano Jazz, we bring you a program which originally aired in 1980 with Marianne McPartland and our guest, pianist Duke Jordan. He was one of the great innovators of the bebop style and a member of Charlie Parker's groundbreaking 1947 quintet. And he played with a number of other jazz legends, including Stan Getz, Coleman Hawkins, and Sonny Stitt. Duke begins the show playing the well-known standard, If I Should Care.
Thank you, Duke. That's beautiful.
Hey, thank you.
I think I Should Care is one of the prettiest tunes I've ever heard.
I agree.
It's great to have you here, Mr.
Thank
Duke
you.
Jordan. It's been quite a while since we've seen each other.
Yes, some time can really slip by.
Yes, it can. You know, while you're playing that tune, that's one of the tunes that I kind of associate with the people on 52nd Street years ago. Everybody, it seemed like that was the tune everybody played, one of the most popular standards.
Yeah, it was Coleman Hawkins' favorite.
Was
one
it?
Of, yeah, one of his favorites. Yeah.
Is that where you got it?
Yes.
Because you worked with him, didn't you?
Right, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, I can go back with you as far as the Birdland days in the 50s, but I really don't know how you got started. Did you study or did you just...
Yes, well, I had a private teacher when I was 8 years old, and I had him for 4 years, and after that, my oldest brother, Frank, he came home one day playing a tune called Nagasaki.
Nagasaki?
Nagasaki, yeah. That's right, Hot Ginger and Dynamite, yeah. Right.
I didn't know I knew that. Goodness.
Right. And I pestered him so much, he had to teach it to me. Yeah. And after that, I learned how to play Honeysuckle Rose from listening to Fats Waller.
Well, that was a pretty good influence.
Yeah.
Not going to do you any harm.
Well, that's how I got started with jazz, really.
Well, that's how you got that fine left hand, you know, those nice tenths. Boy, I'm envious. It's so nice and even and... You must have practiced that stuff a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, when did you actually get started working? And well, who did you start with?
I went to a trade school, and I was supposed to be a body and fender repairman.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, and I did work at this for a year. But one day I was coming home from work, and there was a guy by the name of Steve Pulliam. Mm-hmm. And he had heard that I played at a few parlor socials, you know, those rent parties they used to have.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've been to a few of those.
Yeah. And he said, hey, your name is Duke. Why don't you come in here and play something for me? So I went in this fellow's house. His name was Clifford Batson. This Clifford Batson played an alto saxophone. And Steve Pulliam, he played the trombone. So I went in and played Honeysuckle Rose, and he asked me to join his band, which was a local band, of course.
You mean local in New York here?
Yeah, in Brooklyn, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And from that, we played these ballrooms and went to the 1939 World's Fair, and they had a contest out there for small bands, and we happened to win it.
Great.
Ed Sullivan was the MC.
Well, that's quite an auspicious start in the business, isn't it?
Well.
And then when I see the list of people that you played with, Coleman Hawkins, Sonny Stitt, Stan Getz, just to name a couple.
Yeah.
And of course, Charlie Parker.
Yeah, yeah.
So
don't forget Ben Webster.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But all this must have been a tremendous education for you.
Oh, yes, it definitely was.
Well, what other pianists did you listen to besides Fats Waller?
Oh, Tatum and Teddy Wilson. And, oh, yes, quite a few. Yeah.
I thought I heard a little touch of Earl Garner in there, too.
Yes, of course, I listened to him, too. All of these people were great. Yeah.
It's funny, you can listen to people and get ideas from them, but you know, you don't necessarily copy what they do. You just absorb it, and it comes
right.
out in your own style, right?
Exactly.
Which is what you do. Yeah. So, what happened? How did you get to join Bird?
Well, I was working at the Three Deuces.
Yeah.
With a guitarist by the name of Teddy Walters.
Oh yeah. Put a date on that for me. What's that around?
1946.
Uh-huh.
And Charlie Parker came in one night.
Yeah.
And he sat at the first table. And I heard him say, "Wow, listen to that guy play." Well, I got off an intermission. He came up to me and he said, "Hey, your name is Duke what?" He said, I said, "Duke Jordan." He said, "How would you like to join my band?" I said, "Of course." And that was it. So it wound up to be Tommy Potter, Max Roach, Miles Davis, and myself.
Oh, what a lovely group. Well, let's do something. Let's do I'll Remember April.
Hey, that's a good tune.
Fun. You know, it's the first time we've done a thing like that where, you know, it's a sort of a solo plus a duet, you know, a little bit of each.
Yeah, that's good. We got to do that some more.
That's kind of nice. I just want to tell you what a kick it is seeing you and having you here and hearing you play and getting to play together. We're going to have to just do it again sometime. I was thinking to close off, this would be fun to do one of the things that actually, this is one of the first tunes I ever heard Dizzy play, and I was in Paris at Charles Delaunay's house, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And I don't know who was on piano. It might have been you, or it might have been Al Haig or somebody, and I was hearing all these chords, And I asked the stupidest question. I said, gee, how do they play all those chords? Do they write them all down? And he was playing, can't even play the melody line, but it's whispering anyway.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, the piano player was playing. Yeah. You know, and I never heard that before, and I think, what is that? Yeah. But, you know, I tried to catch on as fast as I could. So, but that was sort of a fashionable thing to do in the 50s, wasn't it? Was to take a standard tune and use the chords, but not the melody line.
Yeah, make a melody line around it.
Yeah, like Charlie Parker had. He had a lot of those, but the one that I like to play is was originally "Back Home Again in Indiana."
Yeah,
and then he put a melody on that and called it "Donna Lee."
Yeah.
That's all I can play. But anyway, so this was originally Whispering. Now, who did that? Dizzy.
Dizzy, yeah.
He called it Groovin' High.
Yeah.
Well, let's do Groovin' High or Whispering or whatever we should call it.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.